Hello.
Hi, my name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service. May I have your zip code to locate an account for you?
15101.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Jeanine Cruz.
Okay, thank you. And could you confirm your shipping address for me, please?
What company are you with?
We've reached me at a third-party call center. We do handle about 300 different companies and their customer accounts. Until I'm able to confirm an address and open the account, I don't have the details as of yet.
1425 Lakeside Drive.
All right, thank you for that. And the account is loading. Give me just one moment.
Lots of sunshine comes with this. The wind's more from the southeast at this point, and that's going to allow those temperatures to just come up a little bit. So through the day, bright sunshine, temperatures topping off in those 60s mid to late afternoon.
So all right, and thank you so much for holding. I do see where our sweepstakes entry was done for the kitchen set back on the 31st of October.
No, I didn't enter that.
Okay, it looks like the sweepstakes entry was $7.95.
No, I would never subscribe to anything like that.
Temperatures crash from there, and we have a very chilly start to the brand new.
Okay, do you think anybody else in your household could have been using your information?
No. They don't have my credit card number.
I'm Christine Sorensen. Watching a live stream of KDKA's
okay.
Open the Pluto app.
Yeah, this is a sweepstakes entry that was done on the 31st of October.
Well, I don't want it, so you can cancel it.
Well, what I'd be canceling is the membership to our online discount store, which would give the account a $125 gift card voucher each month enrolled. So
no,
I'd be glad to
okay.
get that canceled.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem. I do have a confirmation number for your cancel. Just let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay. I saw my credit card company and changed my credit card. So they're not going to pay it. So.
Okay. Well, this was paid on the 31st for $7.95.
All right. Yeah. Let me write the confirmation number down. Okay,
and also with the charge, Ms. Cruz, you do have every right to dispute the charge. Your account is liable to go into chargeback, which wouldn't be in your favor to where your card issuer would not be able to issue a refund for the charge due to the information matching as far as your address and information. So in order to assist with refunding that charge, if you could have your bank or card issuer have a three-way call with us so we can work with our fraud department so we can get that refunded so your account doesn't go into chargeback.
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
262-380-157.
Okay, now here's another thing. I waited on the phone two times today over a half an hour. I had 2 minutes to wait. And if nobody got back to me today, then I had to call back tomorrow. I don't do business. People like that, just so you know.
Okay.
If I call somebody, I expect them to answer and tell me what the charge is for, not wait 6 hours later.
Was there anything else that I can assist you with in the meantime?
No, that's all. Thanks
all right,
for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, bye.